New reports citing senior U.S. intelligence officials say the National Security Agency has been gathering email and instant messenger contact lists from hundreds of millions of people across the world. The reports also say the NSA gathers people's personal information from address books and their computers' buddy lists. Brazil will activate a secure email system to protect government communications from spying by the United States and other countries. President Dilma Rousseff announced the plan in response to press disclosures on Washington's massive cyber spying on her country. The system will probably become operational in November. U.S. President Barack Obama has postponed a meeting with congressional leaders as the dispute over the country's budget continued for a 14th day. Some officials say the decision was made to give lawmakers more time to find a solution to the issue. Amnesty International has called for an investigation into alleged extrajudicial killings of hundreds of detainees in Nigeria's prisons. A senior army officer has acknowledged the deaths of around 950 people on suspicion that they had links with an extremist outfit known as Boko Haram. Philippine defense officials say at least 10 people have died due to an earthquake measuring 7.1 on the Richter scale. The epicenter of the quake was below the town of Carmen on Bohol Island in the central Philippines. Four of the victims lost their lives when a port partially collapsed. The U.S. has transferred Libyan al-Qaeda suspect Anas al-Libi to the United States to face trial. Its security forces kidnapped him from the Libyan city of Tripoli on October the 5th. Al-Libi has been indicted over the deadly bombing of the U.S. embassy in Kenya in 1998. Turkish media outlets say several Turkish Navy officers have handed in their resignations in protest over a court ruling against some military officers. The ruling approved the convictions of 237 military officers over a coup plot against the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan in 2003. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif has arrived in Geneva ahead of talks with the permanent members of the UN Security Council and Germany. Zarif says negotiations will be a test of the UN veto powers and Germany's seriousness to resolve disputes over Iran's nuclear energy program.